I mean, it's a special place where there's been a lot of big games played before. And, you know, I think it's got to be exciting for their fans and their fan base getting a new stadium. Obviously, you've seen some of the other stadiums across the league that have been put up that are pretty fantastic. You know, we got a great road schedule this year, a tough one. Go to some tough places, but some pretty impressive stadiums as well. So, it's always exciting playing on the road in a big game.
Is playing San Francisco still a revenge-type game for you, I mean, after all these years? Or is it past that game?
It was never about revenge. It was about a reckoning. That's a tombstone line right there. No, good pull. It was never about revenge. We're way past that, I feel like. Still follow the Niners. They're close to home there. Still have a lot of friends in Chico. They're probably on the fence at times when the Packers play the Niners. But, this is a big game for both teams, the first game of the season, and I know it'll be a great matchup.
Hasn't been that long since we were talking about you guys playing there in January. How much do you even think about that this time?
Not really. I mean, you're reminded when you look at the film because that's part of the breakdown, obviously. But not much. I mean, it was a disappointing night for us. They were the better team that day, and they moved forward. And that's what happens.
Do you think most guys have moved on, or just that's like you're saying?
Well, there's a lot of guys here that didn't play in that game. That's what you got to do. You got to move forward, and it's a new team. Obviously, we've got a new roster, and it's all about the 2013 Packers, and guys are trying to figure out their role on this team, and we're trying to see how the identity of this team shapes out.
Aaron, can you really expect crisp timing, tempo, so few snaps with Randall, Jordy, and James together?
Yes, I can. We're pros. We're paid to be professional, paid to play well, so I expect it.
And the defense took a brunt of the blame for what happened last year, but when you look back at the offense, what would you like to have back in that game? What do you want to do better against them this time? A lot of the same personnel for them this year.
Yeah, more points. I mean, we had 24 points on offense, so that's not bad against that defense, but we need to score enough points to win. We didn't do that. So, a couple drives during the third quarter that really were frustrating, didn't get enough points there, had some opportunities. When you're playing a great team like this that you know can put up points, you got to maximize your opportunities, especially when you're in the red zone and get 7 points.
What can you learn from last year's game film, considering the fact that, like you said, there are a number of different players?
I mean, what can you learn? You can learn that you got to play better to win. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's, every play is amplified that much more, and it could be a play in the first quarter or the fourth quarter that wins the game. They were fortunate enough to have a big enough lead to not have some of those fourth quarter plays matter as much, but we definitely could have done some things different early in the game and made it a little more competitive.
Do you think teams are going to dare you to run early in games? See how maybe the changes this year and see if you guys can run it better?
I think we'll see. We'll see once we get into the mix.
Aaron, you mentioned all the guys that didn't play in that game last year. Obviously, there's turnover every year. But your mindset going in when you've got new guys around you, do you force yourself to be patient? Do you expect everybody to hit the ground running? I mean, how do you approach early season?
Well, I expect guys to be prepared, first of all. There's going to be physical mistakes. There's going to be drops. There could be a couple errant passes. But the mental mistakes are ones that, we have a hard time with because those are directly tied to your preparation. So we expect guys to be prepared and study the plan and take notes in meetings and they get on the field, be able to transfer that over. Now, there's going to be some mistakes from the young guys. We know that. But mentally, that's where we're looking for them to be as close to perfect as possible.
So even though when you look around the huddle, you've seen new faces, you still expect to have the same Green Bay Packers offense? Regardless.
But there's not many new faces. I mean, Eddie Lacy might be the new face out there with the ones, but I played with all those other guys except for Bakhtiari, a good amount of games. Dietrich has done a great job at center all camp, and I've taken a lot of snaps with him over the years. And the other three linemen are doing a great job, and we got obviously Jordy and Randall back, and the offense looks pretty good to me.
Aaron, you said you guys are professionals, Aaron. Obviously, not a lot shown through the preseason, though. How hard is it to flip that proverbial switch? And certainly, with such a tough game to start right now.
I'll just say this. When we had the lockout season, a lot of people were talking about how the quality of play in the league was going to be down. It wasn't. from the start. I mean, we started fast against New Orleans. I don't think that their ones have taken a ton of reps on offense. And we haven't, obviously. But I expect us to play well. I mean, that's what we're paid to do. We've taken a lot of practice reps. We've played a lot of football together. There's going to be some guys in some stressed positions based on their matchups, but we expect to come out and put up some points and be effective.
What impresses you most about their defense? I know they got a lot of Pro Bowlers over there. I mean, is there anything particular that they do really, really well that impresses you?
Well, they do everything really well. I mean, they're very well coached. Had some matchups against his defensive coordinator. I mean, he's always prepared. He always has a great plan for those guys. They've played together for a while now. They're talented at every position, from the defensive line, linebackers, and the back end, and they're a year older in the system. Now they're plugging in a couple guys here and there, but they've been deep ever since we've played them, and they just keep getting better. I haven't had a guy older than me in a while in that quarterback room. It's fun having him there. He has a great football mind. He really understands the game. He's been around a lot of football and been around some great football minds, working with, obviously, Coach Holmgren for so many years. It's just another set of eyes on the practice field and the meetings and on the, on the game field that I can really trust, because I know he sees the game the way it's meant to be seen.
And are you excited to see what a guy like Jedi can do for this offense and what he can do for you and open things up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about our entire offense. Everybody has a role that's starting to get figured out, and we need to embrace those roles and make the most of them. I'm excited to see JerMichael out there, excited to see Randall and Jordy and James, and excited to see Jared Boykin when he gets his opportunities. Andrew Corliss has been out, over a year of game time, so I'm excited to see him at the field again. And it's going to be a good test for us, but. There's no time to start slow. We got some tough opponents out of the gate starting with this week.
What do you say to your young offensive tackles to help them out as they face this challenge?
Block those guys, please.
What's your confidence level in them?
It's very high. It's very high. Don has played a lot for us. Marshall's obviously played a lot for us, and David is a very confident guy who has a good set. And you just need to trust his fundamentals. He's up against a Pro Bowl guy who's one of the best in the business. Who is continuing to get better. You can see it on the film. He's still as athletic as all get out. He's playing to run really well, and it's a tough test, but I think that's what you want. If you want to be considered an elite player of your position, like I know David does down the road, he's a confident guy, then these are the kind of matchups you want.
Aaron, do you shorten your internal clock knowing that he's young and he's going into his first game against a very good defense? Does your internal clock get rid of the ball?
No, man, I don't think you want to play like that. I think you want to have confidence in those guys. Tackles block ends. That's what we always say. In this case, tackles block outside linebackers, and it's two tough guys. I mean, Ahmad Brooks and Alden Smith are two of the best in the league, and as a pair, present a tough challenge. But we expect those guys to get out there and block them up, and it's going to be a tough test for them. But we got to win a lot of those battles.
Thank you.